Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Cam Inman joins us now live on the River Islands guest line on YouTube as well, and is ready to rock. Hey, Cam, you're looking good, man. What's going on?
Thank you. Welcome into the Cam Inman Portrait Gallery at Levi Stadium in the Eastern Wing. Yeah, it's looking good here.
Yeah, where are you? You look like you're in a booth at an Italian restaurant right now.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, it's original just. No, I'm in Levi Stadium in their East Side Club. Just right outside the media room, outside the auditorium where we just got the injury update from Coach Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, take us through that injury update, because I know a bunch of guys are questionable, but who do you expect to actually play? Is D Winters, for example, is he going to play?
Yeah, so I mean that was a concern yesterday because D Winters and Alfred Collins showed up on the injury report yesterday with not practicing, but D Winters was back out there today practicing. He was walking through the locker room. He's got knee injuries, but he's getting around okay. So I expect him to play. Tatum Bethune is questionable, but he's going to play. Brock Purdy officially listed as questionable, but Mac Jones will start, which I'm sure you guys have already talked about. Keon White, their new defensive lineman. Collins, and was it D? Like three guys got hurt yesterday in practice, which is a great. Clea Davis was the other one. I think they're all going to play except maybe I'm not sure about Alfred Collins because he's got a hip issue and he didn't practice today. And during the snippet that we saw of practice, he was limping pretty gingerly over to watch the defensive line warm up. So he was the guy that pretty much played the heroic role on the goal line against the Rams a month ago and forced that fumble and recovered it. And he, helped out on the fourth and one stop. So that's an issue, but they are getting back Bryce Huff. He's not questionable. He's full go. So that is the ray of sunshine I can give you. And Ricky Pearsall is out. Obviously, Mykel Williams is out. Those are the two guys that are officially out.
Yeah, and it sucks. I mean, Ricky Pearsall, hopefully someday he'll be able to come back and play. But I want to ask you more about the Brock Purdy part of it, because if Brock is activated – and if Adrian Martinez is not, does that signal the end of Adrian Martinez as a Niner?
I don't know if they would do. I'm not expecting them to do that. I would expect Adrian Martinez to still be the number two. But there was, I tell you what, though, last week when we were in New York, there was questions because Brock was listed as questionable whether he was going to be a number three emergency quarterback, because you're allowed to designate a guy among the inactives, but he could suit up as the number three, but the Niners haven't done that. They've just kept two quarterbacks in uniform, even though it was the Brock Purdy rule that allows them to sneak in a number three. I just get the feeling that they're just going to keep riding it the way it has. And then once Brock's healthy, I mean, this is all, you know, presumptuous on our part, but once he's healthy, he's supposed to go back and start, and then that would make Mac the two. And I think they like Adrian Martinez a lot, but nobody's seen him play. He's never played an NFL down. Really nice kid. Well, actually, he did play a down. He took the victory victory formation snap on. He took the most important, the best down you can have in football. Yeah. And actually, I asked him about it. He said, white 18, Hutt. He got the ball, and off they went.
Yeah, negative yardage, though, Cam. They lost yardage on the play, so I don't know how effective it was. Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group with us. Cam, I think you'll know where I'm coming from on this. And we started the conversation last week, but I'll extend it to Ricky, too. Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall. What the hell is going on? Like, how on earth, based on how these things sounded 5 weeks ago, are we here? How is that possible?
The human body doesn't heal as fast as you want it to.
Well, right.
I guess that's the simple way to put it. I mean, look, it's not like, okay, in 3 weeks your ligaments are fixed. The turf toe one is mysterious, right? So nobody knows much about it. And it's really dependent on how Brock feels. And to be honest, I can't speak for him because Brock hasn't spoken for the past month about it. So anybody that's making assumptions on how he feels, nobody's talked to him in a month, right? Shanahan says he talks to him every Saturday, see how he's doing, and then gauges whether he's going to suit him up or not. With Ricky, we can see Ricky run on the side, and he's in a good mood, and you know, there's no knee brace on him or anything. So you'd wonder, okay, well, what's going on here? It's a PCL. It can take 4 to 6 weeks, and we're at the 6 week point. And he is, he was running yesterday. It looked pretty good, but Shanahan said he is not hitting the, I mean, this is where you get into the data analysis of pro sports, which I don't really like. But the reason that they rely on it, and Kyle explained this, is if he's not hitting the benchmarks, that makes him prone to aggravating that injury and getting hurt again. Which obviously this franchise is under so much fire for how many guys get hurt. I can understand them wanting to lean on the side of caution so you don't intentionally hurt guys again.
Is the reason that they didn't put him on IR that either A, they didn't assess it and the severity, or B, they already have so many guys who are IR designated to return that they can't afford to cram more people on that list?
I think it's all of the above because, you're only allowed a certain amount, but we're just at the halfway point of the season, right? And, you know, and then there's also the, well, we were hoping he was going to get heal up faster than he did. So I think you can assume anything you want, but the IR stuff's a little bit tricky, but I don't know why anybody would ever get up in arms over it because now it's, you know, there's more guys that you can come back off IR than there used to be in years past. Yeah, I think there's a lot of gamesmanship that's involved in the roster shuffling. But there's also hope that this guy can come back and play. And in Purdy's case, you don't want him on IR because you want him to be able to practice and kind of stay and keep his arm in shape and kind of keep in rhythm with the offense. And he can't do that if he's on IR.
Cam Inman is with us, Bay Area News Group, live from Levi's Stadium here, Willard and Dibbs. Cam, I wonder this. Kyle said publicly yesterday that he is, quote, pretty confident that we're going to see Brock Purdy at some point this year. When you see that in print, it makes you go, oh, God, you're not, like, fully confident? When I heard him say it, the tone was sort of dismissive, like, yeah, I'm pretty confident. But do you think there's something there? Is there any chance that we're not going to see Brock this year?
Well, I think there's always a chance because maybe it just they just keep him stashed, hoping it gets better and better, and maybe saving him for the playoff. I think, I mean, if he's not going to play the rest of the year, why is he practicing every week? So, I mean, yes, I think you're assuming that he's going to come back. I don't think you need to leap to that conclusion. And it's more of the hot take question. Is he coming back? Well, I would think he's coming back. But, like, this is also the same coach who said none of us are guaranteed to be alive on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So just you got to leave yourself the wiggle room.
Yeah, I mean, wiggle room on that. But the other one to me that is a little bit head scratching is Brandon Ayuk, where, you know, all the talk was, you know, in camp before the season started, oh, he looks pretty good. And then even in recent days, he's running and he's running full speed. What do you think is the timeline of him having his practice window be open?
I don't know, because a few weeks ago, Kyle threw out they were very hesitant to give anybody timelines, obviously, because they don't want to rush somebody back. But when Kyle was kind of asked a few weeks ago, he was like, maybe week 10. Well, we're in week 10, and there's no sign of him even running on the side, although I guess he does that in the mornings. And they need him, but I mean, also they're getting by with Kendrick Bourne pretty well. Juwan Jennings is, I had a good discussion in the locker room with Juwan Jennings today, just talking about like cornerbacks and the Rams and how they install a lot of new plays, even though it's, you know, they're playing the Rams again. And so it's like these wide receivers, they're not bums. I mean, you got McCaffrey with the seventh leading receiver in the NFL. You got Kittle. They're 6-3. I don't think that they're in a position where they have to rush somebody back. If this is week 16 or 17 and you absolutely needed a wide receiver out there, absolutely needed Brock Purdy out there, I think you'd see them. But I think you're at midseason, so you can exercise caution.
Cam, I would say, you know, and we have, this is something we've been discussing so far. I'm not saying any of these decisions are wrong, but when I look at the Niners' actions so far in not rushing Purdy, not rushing Ricky, obviously Brandon is still sitting out there. Trade deadline, relatively quiet. I know they got someone the week before. But when I look at all that, is it fair to say that the 49er front office is not necessarily, I don't want to say they don't believe in this team, but they're not the biggest believer in the idea of just this year?
Well, they've said that, like, that this is kind of more of, I don't want to say that. I don't know, maybe Lynch even said it was like a reset. Because it's obviously a transition on defense, right? And so I think the expectations were lowered, but they'll never publicly say that because you're in the hunt. I mean, if you make the playoffs, which they should, and then next thing you know, you're in the Super Bowl in your home stadium. You don't want to say, God, we didn't expect to be here. But I think those are the expectations have been tempered, and obviously the injuries play a part of it. But again, you know, they're coming off a pretty sizable win in New York on the road, going back to their atmosphere. And they put over 30 points on the board for the first time. So as much as we're in this dark gloom of injuries every day with the Niners, and there's always questions, like, I'm so tired of talking about rehab and timelines. It's like, there's actually football to like talk about during the season. And like, there's a lot of this talk about hypothetical players stuff is really off season talk that we can get into. But I mean, right now they're 9 games into this. So they're just past the halfway point, or maybe they're at the halfway point. Because it could be going into the playoffs, and it's rivalry week, and they're playing the Rams. And it's like, you should be talking about Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua and whether the Niners are going to be able to score as many points as them.
Yeah, I love it. And let's get into the football part of it because, yeah, it's Rams week, and you know they were able to beat them last time on a short week on a Thursday. What did they do last time that is repeatable here that gives you some sort of positivity about them being able to beat the Rams, Cam?
I think they have to force a turnover at the 1 yard line. It's a secret of their success.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. It's repeatable.
That's
simple. Sure.
I mean, I, you know, one of my keys to the game is going to be just they have to win the turnover battle. It's the only way they're going to keep up with them. And this is a team that, I mean, the Niners still, I mean, they had the interception in Houston, but that's one interception in the past 16 games. That's still.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Still the lowest bar in NFL history, right? They need to somehow pick off Stafford, who's only thrown two interceptions all season. So somehow get a pass rush on him. Or, I mean, you know, he'll throw it deep. He'll give them opportunities. So those cornerbacks and safeties just have to be like the head on a swivel and be ready to turn around and make a play on a ball. And then the linebackers, they're going to get picked on because there's no Fred Warner in this game for the first time since 2018 that Fred Warner will not be part of a 49er Ram game. And those linebackers are going to get attacked. They're going to have Puka Nacua running crossing routes and throwing slants to Devontae Adams. So they have to make some hard contact and try to jar the ball loose.
Mm. That's fair. Yeah. What? And Cam, we know you got to run, but I want you to weigh in on this before you do. And that's the return of Bryce Huff. The last time he was there, Sunday Night Football. And the pass rush looked sort of almost maybe encouraging, right? Yeah. Like how much of a difference does it make?
I think it makes a great difference. And we can, you know, even I asked Shanahan that and he's like, obviously it's a huge need with guys getting hurt, but okay. And I posted this on my Instagram at 49ers.cam today, but like we're only allowed a little brief media windows on Fridays. So I was kind of at the far field and I was recording the linemen, defensive linemen doing this figure eight deal where they run around these circles. And it looked like the slowest drill I've ever seen. Mind you, it's in warmups. Okay. So I'm not going to rip them on that. But the last guy that's running anchor leg and all this out of the 12 healthy linemen still is Bryce Huff. And he's going around and cruising through. And then like the last little burst where he gets so low, he looks like he's just like, he looks like a speed skater in the Olympics, how low he gets. And I'm like, that's cool because you can like duck under an offensive tackle and be on Stafford. And that's going to make a big difference.
Huge difference. And maybe that would force one of those turnovers you're talking about. Cam, great stuff. We thank you very much. Cool vibe doing it from inside the Italian restaurant at Levi Stadium.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yeah, you too. All right. We'll talk to you again soon. There it is. Cam in, man.
Hi. This is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.